Dat was natuurlijk het nummer Florentine Pogan van Frank Zappa. En daarvoor MC5. En ik moet de luisteraars van de Polyphony Show willen bekennen dat uw presentator MC5 nog maar heel kort geleden ontdekt heeft. We gaan op zoek naar meer materiaal van MC5. En daar zult u binnenkort nog meer van horen. We kunnen het ook niet laten om regelmatig iets van de Beatles te draaien. Hier zijn ze met The Word.
Have you heard the word is love? It's so fine.
Onder de gonswoorden van vandaag is er één dat regelmatig opduikt in het kader van moderne media. Dat woord, dat vaak in één adem wordt genoemd met het begrip multimedia, is het woord interactief. Een beetje een raar woord, interactief. Het doet denken aan avontuur en techniek en betekent eigenlijk niets. Zo'n nieuw woord dat positieve associaties oproept en niks betekent, is meestal door reclamemensen bedacht. Maar in dit geval komt het woord uit de technische computerwereld. Het betekent dat een computer in sommige gevallen bediend moet worden. Er is een dialoog, dus interactie, tussen mens en machine. Maar is dan niet vrijwel elke machine interactief? En om in de media terug te keren, is een televisie niet interactief? Je kunt hem immers uitzetten en weer aan. Als je op de juiste knoppen drukt, schotelt hij een ander programma voor. En heb je een video, dan kun je zelfs een fragment opnieuw zien. Het mogen duidelijk worden dat het begrip interactieve multimedia een hol begrip is. Binnenkort zal de consument gebombardeerd worden met verkooppraatjes over zogenaamde interactieve media. Er zal kwisten gestrooid worden met indrukwekkende semi-technische begrippen. Veelal zal men trachten oude, inferieure waren op te frissen door ze met een interactief sausje te overgieten. De komende jaren echter zal men niet in staat blijken de moderne techniek op een echt vernieuwende manier te gebruiken. Wij, de mediaconsumenten, moeten niet meedoen met die media-hype. We laten ons niet imponeren door oppervlakkig elektronisch spektakel. We moeten wachten op een zinvolle en betaalbare toepassing van nieuwe technieken in de media. Dat is goed voor u. Dat is ook goed voor mij. Dat is goed voor de democratie in Nederland.
Chuck, hi, Terry Allen here. I just got your message regarding the musician article, and I'm glad you read it, and I'm glad you get it. Just a couple of things. I think, one, these are issues that are increasingly pertinent. It's kind of like a situation where the technology is changing, the way people use information is changing, how they get information, all the options available to you. And the music industry is shoring up, that is to say, with people like Apple, who's probably been the most vocal about these issues. They're making sure that they are ahead of the technological and legal curve, so that by the time anyone in the general public, whether it be Q-Tip, yourself, Bruce Springsteen, George Michael, knows what's going on and sees how the whole process is going towards decentralization. That is to say, you don't have monopolies on it anymore, because the equipment to do it will be available to anybody, just the same way that the equipment to make a hip-hop record is available to anybody, and a hit can come from any direction. I think what the music company is trying to do is make sure that legally and financially and in terms of information that they own or are ahead of the curve, so that by the time everyone else catches on, they'll already own enough to make sure you still have to play their game. And so these are things that I'm really interested in, and I'm really interested in seeing, you know, what, if artists are paying attention to these things and keeping ahead of the situation. Of course, a lot of technology you read about doesn't exist yet, or is in crude form, but much of it is starting to. And the whole thing is, again, I mean, at one time, CDs were expensive to make, and CD players were expensive. But, you know, as things go on, the costs come down. And what we're talking about ultimately is, you know, a shift in the way this music is distributed. So I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you read it. And it's something I'm going to be talking about a lot more, trying to band artists together. And I hope that you'll study these issues and that you'll be able to talk about the elephant as you do everything else. Because this is as important as contracts, black power, among everything else. Also, the book, we'll get that going. And I look forward to speaking with you soon. Sorry, I'm taking up all your answering machine time on your voicemail and your beeper, but I don't have the number for you because I don't know how to work your home phone. Okay. Harry Allen, out. Give me a call when you're ready.
Replay message enter 1. Save message enter 2. Skip forward enter 3. Skip back enter 4. Erase message enter 5. Next message enter 6. Previous message enter 7. Redirect message enter 8. Reply enter 9. For feature description enter 88.
Are you ready?
Done.
Up down on the corner. Up down. Up down on the corner. Up down. I turn around and hear the sound of voices talking about who's gonna die next. 'Cause the white man's got a god complex. Selling niggas screaming for help. Go make your own help, shit, you need it. I turn around and hear the sound of jukeboxes playing in bars. Bimps parked outside in big, pretty flavor, flavor cars. Cleaner than a broke dick dog, sitting in a big, fine frog. Dressed very fine and fly. Ain't they Calvin can I? No matter how you flex, yo, Jim, they'll die next. God, the white man. It's got a god complex.
Up down on the corner. Up down on the corner. Up down on the corner. Up down on the corner.
Hey brother, what you sport, my man? I got just the thing for you. You only cost you 10 and 2. Two. What you gonna do, baby? I got black ones, brown ones, red ones, yellow ones. I even got a white. If you wanna buy some, yeah, that's right. 2-5 fake players straight, got it all worked out. I know what I'm talking about, yo. I've been reading my dream book, so ain't no way the kid gonna get took. Nigga, what you mean I didn't hit? Nigga, you full of shit, nigga. Lick dice, now 7. Come on, be nice and hit 11. Well, what do you know? It's little Joe. Hey, my man got $20. Hey, little Joe, don't blow. Aw, baby needs a new pair of shoes. Aw, Papa's got the funky blues. Aw, Mama plays a crossword in the news. Snake guy, sorry, nigga, you lose. The line bump to the real lady. Motherfuck your welfare checks. 'Cause the white man's got a god complex. My with your pills. Don't let the that discover them. Kill Japanese with a bomb. Kill and still killing black people. A still slave of the earth. A done wind to the moon. I'm God. I'm God. I'm God. Your blackness is down.
Uptown.
I seen your mother
uptown.
De God Complex van Public Enemy. Daarvoor Los Psicodélicos, Joaquín Milkas met het oude Stones nummer Suzy Q. De redactie van de Palitolli Show vindt deze versie veel beter. Hier is Benny Spellman met Fortune Teller.
Thank you. you, ladies and gentlemen. I sure hope you've enjoyed our new album here on CBS Records. We'd like to thank Mr. Harvey Fuqua, Mr. Gordon Banks, Mr. Mike Butcher, Mr. Larkin Arnold. Most of all, we want to thank our Heavenly Father, Jesus. Woo!
When I make you mine, I'll be mine, darling. Hey, Keith.
Normaaliter houden wij niet van bands die niet kunnen eindigen. Maar we maken een uitzondering voor de Damned. Zij speelden een oud Stooges number. Het heette I Feel Alright. Daarvoor Marvin Gaye uit zijn Oost-Endse periode. Het nummer My Love Is Waiting. Dit is Prince uit 1982. Something in the water.
out why you make me mad. Does not compete. Does not compete. You think you're special, well so do I. Not as special, but it make me cry. Does not compete. Does not compete. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had.
Love, baby, I'll give you love.
Dat was Mickey Dellen en de Sorrows. Met het nummer dat uiteraard heette I'll Give You Love. Dit is de Palitoli Show voor Patapoe Radio. Voor Mickey Dellen hoorde u Prince met Something in the Water.
Thank you. Hoe werkt het eigenlijk terwijl je je stap stelt?
Just couldn't accidentally happen that British Parliament and politicians, given the chaos and uncertainty, just sort of bumble their way to that goal.
He mentioned that the European Council had agreed an extension.
Another one of the options.
There was, of course, a resolution of this House to seek to agree an extension, which I would suggest amounts to an authority to negotiate.
In a moment, and that is making the case for there to be a second public vote, a second referendum on any deal that is passed by Parliament. The person proposing
this is one of the grandees
in the main opposition Labour Party.
As well as an experienced minister in this
whatever
department.
We decide, whatever the outcome of today's discussions, or indeed
in the EU withdrawal act, because parliamentarians envisaged a situation in which extension could be required. As the then parliamentary undersecretary said, in the debate, this government has had discussions with backbenchers, and we are grateful that they tabled their amendments. They provide the government with the technical ability to amend the debate, the date.
Rob, what are her chances?
At this point, not great at all. There's no appetite for a second referendum at this point. I say at this point, I'll come on to that in a second. Brexiteers are worried that they would lose another referendum, and some of the Remainers are worried about just how divisive it would be. But I say I wouldn't rule it out. Let's say this process does go into an extremely long extension that continues, then reluctant as MPs may be, they may have no choice. I should say one brief thing, which hopefully might bring a bit of a smile. It kind of occurred to me that the ultimate irony in this process, it's kind of resembles the Eurovision Song Contest, going through all these various options. And, you know, given that it's all about leaving Europe, you can't help a wry smile on that one, Tim.
I thought it was the policy now.
Until at least 11 p.m. on the 12th of April, as a matter of international law. If this instrument were not to pass, therefore, it wouldn't change that fact, but it would lead to confusion across our statute book from the 29th of March.
I don't rule it out.